Sandok here on this Monday afternoon. No more sticky stuff Monday. We have about an hour before the Braves and Mets get underway. First game of the day. First game where they will start checking and punishing you for using sticky stuff.
No name of it. Just sticky,
sticky stuff.
The stickiest of the
whatever stuff you're using.
Yeah.
Sticky stuff. So anyway, so we'll see who the first pitcher is to get caught under the new guidelines of Major League Baseball. So I would hope and pray that the Braves pitchers are not using any sticky stuff, because I'd be hard to think that they would be that bad. And so anyway, Ian Anderson, Jacob DeGrom, they are going in that first game tonight. All right, we told you what happened with the Supreme Court. We told you what Judge Kavanaugh had to say. We told you what Mark Emmett had to say. This is a statement from Matt Ralph. Again, he specializes in antitrust competition law and other complex litigation. He says the most significant long-term consequence of today's unanimous NCAA case is that the Supreme Court declined to grant the NCAA immunity from antitrust laws for its rulemaking authority. It exposes the NCAA to future challenges by students and member institutions who might prefer that colleges and universities compete with each other in ways the NCAA does not presently allow. He said in the student-athlete context, the next significant challenge would likely invoke the renewal of an issue that was decided by the district court but not addressed by the Supreme Court in today's action, and that's whether NCAA limits on student-athlete compensation violate the Sherman Act. Another big question is whether NCAA's Power Five conferences will react to this decision by imposing their own limits on student-athlete compensation or by competing for student-athletes in new ways. The decision could fuel further conference realignments over such issues. Still another question is whether colleges and universities could withdraw from the NCAA and still compete with NCAA schools, thus challenging the NCAA's monopoly power over college athletics and the power they have over student athletes. So got a long way to go, but I will say this, and I will tell you this, not only because I'm brilliant, but this is what's going to happen. We know college sports is going to change. It's changing. Sometimes I wonder whether the NCAA is getting hit with just way too much stuff. And I, for one, I don't think anybody feels confident that Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, can lead the NCAA through this. I think colleges need the NCAA. I think the NCAA does good things. I think you have to have some kind of authority who sets boundaries on all this stuff. You can't just, it's very, pay the players whatever they want. That's easier said than done. But I will tell you this, and I guarantee you this, it's going to cost you, the fan, more to be a fan, because in the end, when all this is said and done, it's going to cost schools more money to operate. And you know damn well your IPTA membership is going up, your Gamecock Club membership is going up, your tickets are going up. Because that extra money schools are going to be forced to spend has got to be made up somewhere. Building these palaces, that'll slow down. So if you're behind in that area, luckily I don't think Carolina and Clemson are behind at all in those areas. Certainly Alabama's not. Florida State's not. But it's going to cost you, me, it's going to cost Joe Fan more money in the future to go see a college football game, which in some games, tickets are $80 a piece now. The bigger games.
Yeah.
Carolina Clemson games, the Carolina Clemson games, $100 over $100 for a ticket.
And don't get started on how much the government is going to want to make off of it, too. So that's going to make things go up again.
So I don't know where we're going with this. And I said several weeks back, I'm not going to worry about it, because I can't do anything about it. But as long as I can cut my TV on Saturday at noon, or actually 9 o'clock for game day, and watch college football all day, go to Columbia, watch my Gamecocks play, maybe take an occasional road trip. That's all I care about. I don't care about all this legal stuff.
All this mumbo jumbo.
I think getting the government involved is the worst mistake the NCAA has ever done. The NCAA has nobody but themselves to blame for this situation. Nobody but themselves. And how Mark Emmert still has a job, I have no earthly idea. But mark my words, 5 years from now, save this show. Mark my words, 5 years from now, it's going to cost you a lot more to join IPTE. It's going to cost you a lot more to go to a college football game. And what are the smaller schools going to do? You think Central can afford all this for all their 85 football players? I give you the answer, they can't. Nope. You may see sports go away in some schools. You're going to see the major schools cutting back on sports, doing away with programs. We've already seen it. So, we'll see. I'm not going to worry about it till see what it all does. But it was not a good day for the NCAA. One other follow-up, too. The six Division I conferences, including the SEC, AC, and the Pac-12, urging the NCAA to implement a stopgap measure that would allow college athletes to earn money off their fame before a federal law is passed. So they're trying to get the NCAA to do something. Or basically, they're going to do it on their own. What is the date? The 21st in 10 days. NIL laws go into effect in some states. One of them is Florida. One of the biggest recruiting areas in the country. You don't think those Florida schools are drooling right now?
Chomping at the bit.
They really are. But again, the NCAA has nobody to blame but themselves. Nobody. 10-2, Stanford over Arizona. That game in the top of the fifth inning. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still seeing a lot of heavy traffic on I-26 eastbound from 78 up towards Aviation. Reports of an accident or two in the area there. You're also seeing onlookers on the westbound side of I-26 back towards the Mark Clark. On the Mark Clark westbound, we have reports of a wreck on the Downhole Bridge and a stalled auto at Glen McConnell. You're on Dorchester near Wenzel. Reports of an accident, a wreck St. James at Gainesboro and Bacon's Bridge near Live Oak. No other major issues, but lots of heavy traffic out near the Isle of Palms. Careful. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere, quick, better call Disaster Care.
Some sun, then clouds today as we kick off another Low Country work week. High around 89. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low around 77. An afternoon thunderstorm or two Tuesday with a high around 85. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms will be in the area throughout the week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no-fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Say hello to simple you can savor. Velo dissolvable nicotine lozenges are smoke-free and hassle-free and made to enjoy virtually anywhere. Why? Because they dissolve, but the flavor doesn't. So go ahead and enjoy on your time and on your terms. Velo lozenges are available at a convenience store near you or at Velo.com. Get yours now. Website restricted to age 21 plus nicotine consumers. Nicotine products. Underage sale prohibited.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name
ahoy,
of the great ahoy, Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Allstate is known for quality insurance, but you might not know them for low rates. That's about to change. With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto. You know what else you might not know? The chicken came before the egg. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
I don't think I've ever even heard this song.
You never heard And the Beat Goes On by The Whispers? They had the Afro game on point, though. All of them.
I don't recall ever hearing that song.
It's a lot of polyester in this picture, too.
This is a Fan Talk brought to you by Candy Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Candy can fix it. Give them a call at 843-484-3625. This time of the year, getting a lot of rain, high of humidity. Got a lot of rain this weekend. Crawl spaces, they're breeding grounds for mold and rot, causing structural damage and air quality problems. for the rest of your home. So take a minute when you get home. Look on your home. If you see standing water, you've got a problem. Candy can fix it. Don't worry. Give them a call, 843-484-3625 for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. Check out all their services at candyconfixit.com or give them a call. That number once again, 843-484-3625. Our number is 843-721-9500, and you right now could be the very first caller on today's show.
And
it is slow.
And I'm trying to find I'm trying to find someone who can fix a washing machine. Yes, Blake has broken yet another thing in his house, and I don't know what to do. Got home from Walmart on Friday.
Is it a new washer? Or?
It's used. It's got a few miles on it. Never had a problem with it, but I walk in, I have bags in my hand, I let the dog outside, and I go, and I'm unloading stuff in the bathroom. Well, I walk in, I take clothes out of the washer because the laundry room is right there at the door. Take clothes out of the washing machine, put them in the dryer, put another load in the washing machine because I was going to Columbia in the morning. And then I go let the dog out. Then I go to the bathroom. I turn around, and there's water everywhere. Quick, better call disaster care, right? But I call, you know, I call maintenance because it's their job to fix stuff like this. So
right.
And it's about 10:30, kind of late. And I'm there with the door, and we have a frog. There's a frog problem out of the apartments. Like, apparently, the tadpoles have just hatched, and there's frogs everywhere. It's like a scene out of the Bible. And so I'm opening the door, and I'm having the door open, and I'm taking a broom, like a little dustpan, using it as a shovel, and just scraping water, just throwing it out of the front door. Frogs jumping in, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I cut the washer off, of course, but come to find out, the timer, the little knob timer, is broken, so it doesn't move. It doesn't keep time. It
well, just, if anybody knows how to fix Blake's washing machine, 843-721-9500.
And don't be coming with no astronomical numbers either, because, I mean, I might not know how to fix it, but I'm not.
You ain't no dummy.
Yeah, I think.
Sometimes the cost to fix it, and depending on how old it is,
might as well just get a washer.
Might as well just replace it. Yeah, I'm not telling you what to do, but
yeah, if anybody would like to donate a washing machine,
you want to set up a GoFundMe account?
I need to.
So you can get a washing machine.
Or just when
nobody wants you running around with stinking dirty clothes.
Just when I think I get ahead, things just happen.
One other college note: we talked about this last week. Pac-12 athletic directors have engaged in preliminary discussions regarding changes to the structure of their football season. One of the things they're talking about is eliminating division play. We talked about that last week. I think that's something's coming when the 12-team playoff gets here. I think you'll see conference championships. The two best teams, the two teams with the best record in the conference, are going to be play for them. I think that's going to be an across-the-board change. They're also thinking about dropping down from 9 conference games to 8, and I'm guessing the thinking there is scheduling more intersectional games with some of the top schools. I think it's hard for them to do that playing 9 conference games right now. So we'll see where the Pac-12 goes with that, but I do think the elimination or division play, I think that's coming at least at the Power 5 level. I do think that's something that's coming down the road right now. So with the addition of that 12-team playoff, assuming, and I have no reason to believe, that's not going to be coming down as well. Top of the 6, Stanford leading Arizona 10-2 right now, and this is an elimination game. Stanford has a runner on 2nd with 1 out. Again, this is in the top of the 6th inning. Don't forget, you folks listening on 94.7, 910. You're going to be leaving us at 5 o'clock for Braves baseball. Braves have a doubleheader with the Mets, 2 7-inning games today. So we'll be here to 6. We're not going anywhere. We'll just be here on 98.9. And again, you can get us on Alexa. go to charlestonsportsradio.com. Best thing to do is download the app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play, download ESPN Charleston on your phone, and you'll be set. You can listen to us in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Because I know that's what a lot of people want to do. Is get riding all the way to the Grand Canyon just to
riding that donkey
hear.
Down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon, yeah. Listening to Fan Talk.
Saying, man, this is the life. Bobby Harton and riding donkey style.
Riding donkey style down the Grand Canyon. So there you go. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Scotty Osberg is
back. He makes his return.
From vacation. Vacation stories coming up next. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
I can bring my vehicle in and get appraised in minutes?
Yes, you may.
I can trade even if I don't buy from Berkeley Ford?
Yes, you may.
Well, what if...
Yes, you may. Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Monk's Corner.
For support and service after the sale, stay away from the big box stores and come check out Wando Power Equipment's line of new and used Hustler products. Locally owned and family operated, the friendly folks over at Wando Power have equipment to fit the landscape professional's every need. Chainsaws, blowers, mowers, along with Hustler turf equipment models available. Check out Wando Power for both new and used Hustler products. Just off 526 right on Clements Ferry Road, left on Marina Road. Wando Power Equipment.
Southern Lumber is where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Lowcountry.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
If you missed working in the medical field, MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
There's no point in crying over spilled milk or soda or even spaghetti sauce for that matter, especially when you can take advantage of the Don't Stress the Mess sale right now at Carpetbaggers Flooring. Save 10% on flooring products and get special financing. See store for details. From carpet to hardwood, vinyl, and laminate, let their experts find you beautiful flooring that stands up to the toughest messes. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They're so much more than carpet. Locally owned since 1992.
That's not pizza, that's my laundry. Skip the hassle of going to the cleaners and let Leierlease To Go pick up and deliver right to your home or office. From shirts, suits, and casual wear to curtains, comforters, and regular old household laundry, Leierlease To Go does it all. Simply call or text 843-377-6994 to schedule a free pickup. Mention that you heard about us on ESPN and get 20% off your next order. Leierlease, keeping the Lowcountry looking its finest since 1932.
Dealerships are low on inventory, but at Berkeley Ford, we've got it all. We've got trucks, we've got cars, we've got SUVs, new and used. We've got it all. Save time, save money, avoid traffic. Come see us at Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Monk's Corner.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Here's the deal here. Here's the problem. We just discovered the phones were not working. Yeah. So Tom was in there doing boring, the phones. Yeah. He just came in to check the phones out. And Blake couldn't get to the computer. Hey, we do things on the fly here. But anyway, so hopefully we'll get those up running here in just a minute. And we'll get to hear all about Scotty Osberg's vacation. So, Scotty, if you're listening, we'll see if we got phones here. Do we have phones?
Yeah, if Scotty's listening, just tell him, bear with us just a little bit.
There's the reason why we weren't getting phone calls. I don't know what it is.
I swore somebody would have responded to my washing machine disaster.
See, this is all Luke's fault, because if he'd have come in, they would have discovered that there was a problem before we came on the air. So it's all Luke's fault. We'll blame it on him. Right now, best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. Ones on the market are selling fast, many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. With today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. But because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that new home. And that agent is my friend, Matt O'Neill. Jim and Carol, they needed to sell this stunning $1.25 million home, put the house on the market with a different agency, waited for 264 days, but nothing happened. Jim and Carol realized they needed a different approach. Call Matt O'Neill. Matt and his team used his superior marketing skills, were able to sell the home in 3 days at full asking price. Not only that, Matt was able to find Jim and Carol a perfect home to enjoy their preferred lifestyle. Matt has the know-how and the ability to get the job done. He's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your own within 24 hours. He also has another option. We tell you about it every day. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Houses are going so fast, you may find the home you like, but before you can get all of everything worked out, the house is gone. He's going to give you the cash to buy that house before you even list your current house. So be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to this show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. Stanford leading Arizona 10-2 now. Bottom of the sixth, Arizona. They've got a runner on second with one out. But right now it's been all Stanford today. Stanford with 15 hits. And I believe they have three. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was two a minute ago, but I think he just got another one. I'll wait till the box score pops up. But it's been all Stanford for most of the day. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Some baseball notes. The Yankees turned their third triple play of the season Sunday. That matched a Major League Baseball record. That was actually a game-ending triple play. They're the 12th team to earn that many triple plays within a single season, the first team to do so since 2016. The White Sox did it then. So here we are in June, and they've already had three triple plays this season. Also, Tampa Rays infielder Wander Franco, he is considered the best prospect in the minors. He's going to make his Major League debut coming up tomorrow against the Boston Red Sox. So, always like to see when these new guys come up. Phone fix? Let me see what I tell Scotty. Is that Scotty?
Yeah, I got him. See if you can bring him over on yours.
All right.
Talk to him.
Scotty, you there? Scotty? Nope.
Hey, Bobby, can you hear me?
Hey, there you go. How are you?
Hey, we got radio communications here. Here we go. We got radio communications. We got phones working. We're all good. Hey, Bob, you're talking about the Grand Canyon. being able to hear Ben talk at the Grand Canyon. I called you from the Grand Canyon.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did when you were out
there. I called you from the Grand Canyon for the first championship game with Clemson.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I do. I remember that because you got there and you didn't have cell service or something, right? Wasn't there a problem?
Yeah, we didn't have cell service. It was a total mess. We weren't even able to get on the air at 6 o'clock because we couldn't connect, but I was able to go inside the lodge and get that little Wi-Fi signal to call you. So I was able to call you, but I wasn't able to get on the air. I think we had to tape the show and then send it back using the Wi-Fi. It was a total disaster, but the picture is standing there doing the show from the rim. I think we were at the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Was pretty epic looking. Was it worth 3.5 hour drive each way in freezing cold in the snow to see a hole in the ground? Debatable. But it was cool that we did it. And you have gotten a call to the Fan Talk Empire from the Grand Canyon.
Absolutely.
Not the bottom.
How was your vacation?
It was great. It was great. Great to get away for a bunch of days and, you want stories. There's so few stories because we did nothing, and that was kind of the game plan. Just do nothing. Ate a lot, drank a lot, ate a lot, drank a lot, nap. I mean, it was, the all-inclusive thing is awesome. I mean, it's just, I've always been a go, go, go guy on vacation, and 10th anniversary, we said, we got two kids at home. We want to kind of do the opposite of go, 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 and you can go as slow as you want, there. So we had some great meals. I had some great conversations with the waiters about Dominican baseball. I tried to argue every one of them that Bartolo Colon is the greatest Dominican player of all time. they all laughed. So I guess they kind of have the same feeling of Bartolo Colon as we do. But I saw the other night he was pitching in, the Mexican League, and he threw a complete game shutout. He's 48 years old. So he's the ageless wonder, Bartolo Colon. Talked about that, and then we had a good laugh the last day of the whole trip. We were getting ready to leave the resort. We're having our final breakfast, and a guy walks over, and he walks by again, and he finally comes over, and he goes, "Are you Scott Eisberg?" And I said, "Yeah." And he's like, "I thought so. We're from Monk's Corner. Hey, how do you think Dr. Jerry Brand will do at Berkeley this year?" I'm like, of all places in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, the last thing I expected was to get a Dr. Jerry Brown Berkeley Stags question. But I got one and got a good laugh out of it. And we had a nice chat. And Drew is his name. Nice guy. And it was very funny, very entertaining to be in the Dominican Republic and get asked about Dr. Jerry Brown. But, it was great. Great to get away. I followed everything, but I was trying to stay off social media as much as I could. But the great thing about the internet now is I could be sitting there on my patio, my wife reading the book, and I'm watching whatever game I wanted to watch on my phone. I was able to watch between NBC Sports app and ESPN app. I'm sitting there watching the Islanders game in Dominican Republic. I couldn't get anything on TV. Everything on TV was like ESPN Deportes and all language. But my regular apps, they had good internet. I was able to watch, whatever game. I was able to watch super regional action. I was able to watch golf. I was able to watch hockey. I watched whatever I wanted, which was great. And then, since I returned home, I must have watched 10 hours of golf in the last 2 days. I just got total. I mean, just with Russell Henley being in the lead for 3 days, I got really sucked into the U.S. Open. And even though he fell off yesterday, I was locked in. And what a performance from Jon Rahm yesterday. That was great. Getting back into golf now and playing a little bit more, you see Torrey Pines and you see those canyons and you're just going, man, how are they not always hitting in those canyons? And granted, Oosthuizen did on 17 or 18, whatever it was. And ultimately, it kind of cost them the tournament. But that was great. Great U.S. Open. Really enjoyable to watch that.
Yep, absolutely. I was sitting here yesterday watching Virginia, Tennessee, had the golf on another TV. And then right as the Virginia, Tennessee game got over with, I had about a two and a half hour window to watch a little golf. And when I started watching it, I think it was at the turn, man, that leaderboard was something else. I mean, you
was wild.
And then everybody just kind of dropped off with the exception of Louis the Toaster. But it was a fun Sunday watching golf.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I'm not one of these Kepka DeChambeau. I don't take a side on it, but I felt bad watching DeChambeau just melt down on 17 because I'm like, that could be me. I mean, that's what I do on a hole. And it's very rare you see one of the top two or three golfers in the world just melt down like that. But that's what the U.S. Open does to you. That's what the U.S. Open does to somebody. You're looking at that rough and that sand, and you're going, how are these guys able to do it? Like, how do you hold it together? And the DeChambeau, oh my God, watching him implode it and hit that, that eight on 17. Oh, part of me just felt terrible for the guy. And part of me is like, man, this is me. This is what I do. So, it was wild to watch that. The leaderboard was a crazy leaderboard. I felt like Oosthuizen was the unflappable one, and he wasn't. Rahm played an incredible, incredible back nine. I don't think he bogeyed a hole on the back nine. And you do that at the U.S. Open, you deserve to win. And, and he did. So, yeah, it was great to watch that. You know, you always felt like McIlroy could have made a run at some point. You know, he was right there in striking distance. It was funny. I was texting with Jason Payne, the head golf coach at Charleston Southern, through the tournament. Because he coached Russell Henley and a bunch of other guys at Georgia. And he texted and said, Henley's the best putter I've ever, ever coached. And he goes, as tough as that course is playing, like that plays into Henley's strength. Like, that course plays right into his strength. So I was a little, if you had asked me coming into Sunday, who's winning this thing, talking to Jason Payne, you're like, man, maybe it is Russell Henley. Maybe he is going to break through and pull this off. I mean, who knows? But he fell off pretty hard yesterday. I think he shot at 76. So, congratulations to John Rahm. That was an incredible run he made. And that shot of him on the range at the end and Phil Mickelson pulling up a folding chair for his wife was just surreal. That was like a surreal of like, what am I watching right now? But it was really cool.
Yep, absolutely. Big night tonight here in Charleston. Stingrays, win this game tonight. They go to the Kelly Cup Finals, right?
Yeah, that's it. They win tonight. They move on. They're in the Kelly Cup Finals, and they'll have some time to wait because the other series is just 1-1. It's between the Allen Americans and the Fort Wayne Comets. That's the other side of the whole thing. From all I've heard, there is no change. If the Rays win tonight, they will be playing the Kelly Cup Finals at the Ice Palace. But if I'm not mistaken, and I might be mistaken, but if I'm not mistaken, I think Fort Wayne was one of the other teams that started the playoffs playing in their practice facility as well because of conflict. Now, I think they're back in their facility now. But it's interesting. It's not just the Rays problem. Other teams are dealing with this issue as well. Rink availability at this stage of the game.
Right.
But, it's going to be a fun one tonight. The Rays had a huge comeback the other night. I caught it online. Scored three goals in the, I think, last 11 minutes, and they were down 2-0 to win 3-2. Huge win for the Rays the other night. And to me, I love this time of year. It's been a blast rooting for the Islanders. I guess while we were gone, a lot happened. Bednar, they lost four straight and bowed out to the Golden Knights. And then during that series, Cale McClain gets a job in the NHL, which is awesome. So a lot happened in hockey. But, playoff hockey is great. And just the intensity ratchets up so much. And they're playing so hard that I love being involved in that and being able to kind of just be there and feel that intensity, that action. So very cool to be able to go over to the Ice Palace tonight. And hopefully folks who want to get in can get in. I know there's going to be a line for the season ticket holders that don't show up to get rid of those seats and let people in. I think it's $30. But it'll be another great atmosphere in there tonight. There's no doubt about it. So looking forward to that. Other sports news today, Charleston Math and Science, They are going to fold their football team for now. They're hoping to come back, but just simply don't have the numbers to play football this year. And so they're going to shut down the whole program, JV and varsity, and hope to just build a feeder system. They're going to hope to build it from, you know, the middle school level up, because just their numbers have declined each year. And so I spoke to their head coach, Mark Klatt, today, and we'll hear from him just about their game plan, what they plan on trying to do. But any of the kids who are already in the program, they could play for the school that they are districted to geographically from their home. So we'll have that story tonight. And then Dawn Staley speaking today and talking about Asia Wilson being an Olympian. So we'll have that tonight as well. So plenty going on my return day. And I'm just excited for some hockey tonight. And hopefully we get a good game out of it. And then who knows, maybe the Rays punch that ticket to the Kelly Cup Finals. We will see.
Good stuff. One quick question for the math and science. Is eight-man football an option, or is that just private schools?
That's only private schools, yeah. They don't play eight-man football in regular school. You remember a couple years ago when they were still a school, you remember Lincoln High School, you know, they had the Lincoln 11. You remember the Lincoln 11?
Right, right.
And they played 11. They played with 11. They played Ironman football. I think math and science had a couple more than that. But from what I understand, they just didn't have enough people to play on the offensive line. They couldn't form an offensive line. So just had a roll with it. And, you know, I think it was a tough decision to make, but I think it was the only decision to make for them. And they're not ending the program, per se. You know, they're not playing right now, but it's not like they lost funding or anything for the program. They just need to build a feeder system. Like that, you need to do that in football. And as soon as they get the feeder system going, then they feel like they can field the team and they'll be fine. And it could be as early as 2022. It could be as early as next year. But ultimately, right now, it's just not safe to play, and that's why they made the decision.
Right. Gotcha. Scotty, glad you're back, man. We'll be watching, okay?
Sounds good. See you, Bob.
All right. Scotty Osberg, Channel 4 Sports, coming up at 6 and 11. Now for a week and a half vacation. I wouldn't know how to act. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Out on the roads right now, there are some accidents. State Road at Nexton Parkway, we have reports of a wreck. 2 accidents on Rivers Avenue, 1 at Beaufort near Macon, the other Rivers at Durant. North 17 at Belt Drive in Mount Pleasant, reports of an accident and a wreck on the interstate eastbound out near Aviation. It is still causing some pretty heavy traffic back past the 52 connector. Definitely expect delays out there. You're also tapping the brakes right near 526 up towards Aviation on the interstate westbound. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup, as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Some sun, then clouds today as we kick off another Low Country Work Week. High around 89. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low around 77. An afternoon thunderstorm or two Tuesday with a high around 85. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms will be in the area throughout the week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Golfers, there's a new club membership that takes your game from the battlefield to the beach. Links at Stono Ferry and the Plantation Course at Edisto have created one affordable membership, giving you the best golf experience in Charleston and Edisto Beach. With two times the unlimited golf and range use, social events and tournaments, fitness center, plus discounts for guests, food and beverage, pro shop purchases, and more. Join today by visiting StonoFerryGolf.com. That's StonoFerryGolf.com.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
I am one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I am living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Life Builder. Credit Builder. Dream Builder. Where's Self? The app that helps you build credit so you can build your dreams. Building positive payment history is how you improve your credit. Build stability. Build security. Build financial swagger. An empire of your own with you on the throne. You've got goals. We've got your back. Download Self today, and let's get that dream built. All credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, Sunrise Banks, N.A., or Atlanta Capital Bank, N.A. All equal housing lenders and members FDIC. Individual results will vary. Visit self.inc for more details.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. No more Sticky Stuff Monday, as we're about 11 minutes away from the first baseball game under the new rules of no sticky stuff.
No sticky
stuff. Almost sticky. Need like a music for sticky music.
Yeah. Like what song could that possibly be though? Songs about sticky stuff.
Songs about sticky stuff.
Stuck on you.
You could do that, I guess. Stanford now leading Arizona 11-5. Arizona made a little comeback there. Stanford has played a run here in the top of the seventh. They have a runner on second with one out. So Stanford leading 11-5 now, top of the seventh inning. Stanford has 17 hits to Arizona's 5. Wow. And by the way, Stanford is your leader in the clubhouse for the worst porn mustaches of any baseball team in the history of baseball. Almost every one of their players has a, I don't know, I guess that maybe it's a COVID thing that the kids decided to do. Carolina's got a couple of them. I don't know what's worse, the porn mustache or the kid that can't grow a mustache, but he's still trying to grow it. I don't know what's worse. I'm not a big fan of the porn mustaches, though. And tonight we get our second dose in the College World Series of the Vandy Whistler. Boy, I can't wait for that. So I'm just And the thing about it is, Vanderbilt won't say anything to him, apparently. They must like the fact that it aggravates people. And it does aggravate people, trust me. NBA now, we're going into the semifinals. And those are getting away with the Clippers and Suns. They got underway yesterday. Suns leading that series 1-0. Hawks and Bucks in the semifinals, now the conference finals. So anyway, looking. I've been watching the Hawks a little bit. They're a fun team to watch. Suns are a fun team to watch. I'm not saying I like the NBA, but now that we've got all the crybaby, well, almost all the crybaby superstars have gone home. Maybe it'll be a little bit more watchable to me. None of the four remaining teams in the NBA playoffs have won a title since the NBA-ABA merger back in 1976. Out of the four remaining, the most recent championship, that was won by the Milwaukee Bucks. That was back in 1971, 50 years ago, was the last time any of these four teams left in the NBA won a championship. Clippers, this is their first trip to the conference finals. This is the Hawks' second in the Eastern Finals in the past 50 years. So, anyway, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, are you talking NBA basketball?
Yeah,
what,
man, I'm an expert.
I know. This Ricardo.
I got
real
all,
quick. you're an expert now. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Now just all the crybabies are gone. I can actually watch a little bit of it, maybe.
Stop yeah, they me. Definitely. It seems like there's a change in the guard in the NBA, and they got some serious young guns taking shots and pointing down at the Atlanta Hawk emblem.
Right.
That was some ball stuff there. Hey, listen, Bobby, real quick, the yips. Now, I remember Chuck Knoblauch had the yips. And what couldn't he do? He couldn't throw?
Right.
Now, we got a basketball player that has the yips. He can't dunk. He can't shoot a free throw. But he really seriously has a psychological problem. I've never heard of that in the basketball player. Have you?
Well, I mean, he was. If you go back to Ben Simmons when he was at LSU, he would just check out. I think something's wrong with him. I really do. I don't know if he's got attention problems or something like that. He would just check out at LSU. He did the same thing in college.
Yeah, but I watched the press conference, and this guy had no clue that he just bailed on his team. And that what he did, he threw to a guy who had two players on him. He was guarded, and he was under the basket by himself. He said, Gallinari was going to push me. He's like in a never-never land.
I really think something serious is wrong with Big Simmons. I think because that should be no surprise if you watched him in LSU.
All right, Bobby. Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks.
By the way, Ben Simmons in the playoffs, 34.2% free throw percentage. The worst in postseason NBA history. Yeah, I think he's got some something wrong. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to try to diagnose it, but he was like that at LSU. Maybe just check out, but everybody back then thought that he was just, laying down because he didn't want to go to hurt, mess up his NBA career. I think it's something more than that. I think there's definitely something wrong with Ben Simmons. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.